All right. I'm here with Logan Robbins, Halifax Fringe performer extraordinaire.
Wow. I'm here with Sully Sullivan, Fringe performer extraordinaire, coming all the way from New Zealand.
New Zealand via the UK. So I'm based out of Manchester in England at the moment.
Okay, amazing. Well, that's quite a journey, and you've ended up in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Yeah, and you do not make it easy to get here.
No, like, we don't.
Yeah, and then so genuinely, I was obviously, you know, doing a bit of Googling. Once I decided I was definitely going all the way to Nova Scotia for a Fringe, and everything suggested that a WestJet fly direct into Halifax. I was like, great. So I get on the blower to WestJet. They're like, yeah, we can fly you direct from Dublin. And I'm like, that's in a different country. Forgive me for being nitpicking, but that flight is not direct unless it goes from where I am. So yeah, I flew direct from Dublin after getting another flight to Dublin.
Okay, amazing. Well, you made it here.
Yeah.
Is this your first time in Nova Scotia?
First time in Nova Scotia. So I passed through briefly on my way to St. John in New Brunswick to do Fundy Fringe last week, which was great fun. And by the way, if you thought it was hard to get to Halifax, it's even harder to leave, especially if where you want to leave is in St. John. So that was my first ever Fringe experience in what I would call proper Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, where Canada started. Actually, my first Fringe experience in Canada. So I'm a stand-up comedian by trade. I have gigged in Canada before, but this is definitely the furthest east I've ever gigged in Canada in any form.
Amazing. And really quick, what's your first impressions of Halifax so far?
Cool. Place got a good vibe. I have been out in the evenings. There's live music going on. There's a good atmosphere. So hopefully that all rolls over into people coming out to see Fringe shows.
Amazing. That's great. Tell me more about your show.
So the show's called A Complete Idiot's Guide to New Zealand. And if you can't figure out what the show is about from that title, maybe it's not for you. In true Kiwi fashion, it is very much a show that does exactly what it says on the tin. That said, you don't have to know anything about New Zealand in order to find the show funny. I debuted it at the Reykjavik Fringe in Iceland.
Okay.
That is apparently how they pronounce it. Caught me out too. So Reykjavik. That was great fun, but also, of course, a very international audience, people from all over. So that was a great way to make sure that the Fringe, that the show really does work in front of people who, some of them have been to New Zealand, some of them are from New Zealand, some of them had barely heard of New Zealand. It doesn't matter. The show works for everyone.
Amazing. That's great.
So, given that you are a Fringe veteran, how many Halifax Fringes have you done?
I have done every Halifax Fringe since 2019, so 6 years. I did a virtual Choose Your Own Adventure show over Instagram stories during the COVID year to keep the Fringe streak going.
Nice.
Dark times.
Don't break the streak!
It's been 6 years at the Halifax Fringe. I think almost a dozen new works over the course of those 6 years.
Wow.
Lots of puppetry, lots of music, lots of new improv devised theater fusion, lots of site specific.
So you haven't just done 6 years of the Halifax Fringe. You've done every type of Fringe show you can do in 6 years of the Halifax Fringe.
I hear if you do them all, you get a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, got to get those coupon stamps.
Is that right? We have a board member here. Can you confirm?
Yeah.
Okay, it's being screen printed now.
I've done a full run of this show at the Edinburgh Fringe, which of course is in Scotland. And in Scotland, verbal contracts are legal. Mm-hmm. We're in New Scotland, so to the board member in the room, I heard what he said. You get a free t-shirt.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's a contract.
Yeah, it's extra large.
just to get the maximum amount of t-shirt for your buck.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, listen, you can grow into it.
Yeah. So given you've done all sorts of genres when it comes to your own Halifax Fringe shows, what is your show about this year?
Yeah. So this year, my company, which is the Unnatural Disaster Theater Co., which is an environmental theater collective doing new works, we have two kind of main productions this year. We're doing a new stage reading of a queer rom-com called Mating Habits for Common Mammals, which is a queer couple who is going to a very eccentric couples therapist who has them recreating animal mating rituals to try and rekindle the flame. It's very silly, a lot of physical comedy. It's awfully staged for a staged reading, so it's a really fun one. And then the other is really exciting. It's a show called The Auger, which is a puppet show. It's a table puppet that I've built out of bones and moss and wood. He's a very spooky little guy, and he reads people's fortunes.
So we are talking Fringe of the Fringe here. This is literally what Fringe festivals are all about.
I think this might be the fringiest thing I've done. and traditionally, we perform it in a theater, and audience members come down and kneel at the altar of the puppet, and he tells them their fortune. But the feedback we got was there was audience members who were upset they didn't have a chance because we couldn't read everyone. So this year we were actually doing private readings with the puppet. So we have the tarot room at the Neighborhood Witch, which is an awesome local occult shop.
I have been past the Neighborhood Witch. They are very supportive of all things Fringe. And yet, even as an out-of-towner, I will confirm, even if you don't go there to see a show, it's a very cool shop. You've got to go check it out.
It's a really cool store. And we've got the back room set up, and people can book private visits with the Auger for a divination. So it's a really specific, really bespoke puppet storytelling experience. It's very spooky. Groups of 1 to 4 can book a session. And we did a kind of preview performance the other night, and it was really, really fun. So
this sounds like, as I say, genuine Fringe stuff. So that's happening at the Neighborhood Witch.
Yes.
And the other show is happening?
Mating Habits is happening in the Imperial Studio at Neptune Theater.
Yes. I'm also in the Imperial Studio at Neptune Theater. Yeah.
Well, amazing. Well, yeah. we'll see you in the crossover.
Yeah. So at the moment, I'm just doing 2 shows. At the moment, it's a flying visit, but we will see, if the tickets fly out the door, then, maybe we'll go fishing around for another opportunity to do a complete edit's guide to New Zealand. At the moment, I'm on this Thursday, which is the 28th, at 5:45, and Sunday, a nice relaxed afternoon Sunday show, at 2:30 in the Arvo.
That's the perfect time for a comedy show.
Yeah. It's for this type of comedy show, honestly, the afternoon shows you can come in. It's a good fun show. This isn't sort of a rowdy late night raucous look at me say something incredibly controversial. Complete Idiot's Guide New Zealand. But I'd like to make it clear I'm the idiot in that title. Professional idiot by trade. And then you've got still got plenty of time to go out, see other shows, or nip around the block and check out the Neighborhood Witch.
Yes, absolutely. What is so you're the idiot in the Complete Idiot's Guide.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming someone else is very unknowledgeable about New Zealand, what's like the one thing you'd want to tell them right now?
Oh, the one thing I would want to tell them about New Zealand right now is that it is further away than you think.
Yeah.
I know you think it's a long way away. Take how far you think it is and double it. It's further.
But I hear you can get a direct flight to here, but you have to go to Dublin first.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. This is true, actually. I know people from the Maritimes are used to this, but the easiest way, you're going to hate it, to get to New Zealand from here is probably the fly to BC first.
Mm-hmm. It's always BC at the end of the day, isn't it?
What is that about? I'm not even making this up. Some time ago, I was doing some shows in Vancouver. I flew into Vancouver, and they said to me, you come to Vancouver quite a bit. I was like, I don't think I do. In fact, at the time, I hadn't been to Vancouver for a good few years previous. And they said to me, but when you're here, you fly in and out quite a bit. And I said, that's because Vancouver is a major transport hub for all of North America. And they said, touche.
Vancouver. What a place. It's funny how many people from the West Coast come out here. And the vibe is always like, I wanted to get away, experience something new. But I'm excited to go back because it's better out there. And I'm like, all right, I know you got the ocean and the mountains. Rub it in our face.
Yeah, like I said, so it was first time in Nova Scotia and a quick trip to New Brunswick for me. I've already had someone hit me up and say, would you be willing to bring the show to Prince Edward Island? and it's like, let me get out the map.
Yeah, Prince Edward Island is in one. It's deceptively close and far, in a sense.
At that, you know what? That feels like you've described all of Nova Scotia in my limited experience. Yeah, I'm not making this up. So when I was trying to get, I was landing in Halifax and then needing to get to St. John, did some Googling, got on the phone, and they were like, oh, there's a train. I'm like, great. They said to Moncton. And I'm like, where's that? Is that close to St. John? And they were like, not really. And I'm like, well, how far is it? They said about halfway. Which sounds all right. Yeah. Halfway's a start. And I was like, I land on the weekend. And they're like, oh, the train doesn't run on the weekend. I'm like, okay. And they're like, there's a ferry that goes on the weekend. I'm like, great. I said, where's that go from? They said, Digby. I said, is Digby close to Halifax? And they're like, oh, not really.
No.
And I'm like, well, how close is Digby? Where is Digby in relation to St. John and Halifax? And they're like, about halfway. I'm like, this sounds familiar. And I said, well, is there maybe trains that potentially even run on the weekend from Halifax to Digby? And they're like, buddy, there's never trains to Digby.
No.
And I'm, oh, there are buses to, there's no buses to Digby. I'm like, well, how do you get to Digby? They said, the only way to get to Digby is to drive. And I was like, so in a car? And they were like, yeah. I'm like, mate, if I had a car, we would not be having this conversation. I was pulling my hair out at that point. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Hike to St. John? And they're like, we have some bad news. We have just banned hiking. And I thought they were yanking a chain, but I Googled that. And yeah, that's a thing. And you people are really angry about it.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah, honestly, I swear there's people online right now furious who have never gone hiking in their lives before. But are now exploding because they can never go hiking next week.
Yeah. Wasn't that just the way? When the pandemic restrictions first rolled out, I'd never wanted to go out and lick a handrail more.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah. But, finally, hey, folks, pandemics long in the rearview mirror. Remember how much we couldn't do over that time. Take advantage. Go out. See shows. Lick handrails. Remember, hiking's still illegal.
Yeah, in that order, ideally.
Yeah.
Amazing. Any final thoughts? Any things you're excited about at the Fringe? Your show, other shows, being in the city?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the thing. Look, there is so many shows going on. Some of them are, how would I say, conventional. And some of them, such as some of the shows you've heard about today, perhaps even involving private readings at the Neighborhood Witch, are less conventional. Conventional. It's a Fringe. Go out and see stuff that you won't get to see any other time. And remember, the Fringe is only a couple of weeks long. It's only here once a year. So as they say, binge the Fringe. Yeah. Get as much out of it as you can while it's here, because when it's gone, it doesn't come around for another 12 months.
No, you got to wait a whole year and take advantage of how many amazing out-of-town artists are in town. Mm. Because as you've just heard about, it is not easy to get to even New Brunswick.
Yeah.
We got artists from the UK here. We have artists from New Brunswick who somehow made it here. Go out and see some out-of-town shows, because these are opportunities you're not going to have maybe ever again, or at least till next Fringe.
Binge the Fringe.
Binge the Fringe. And you'll get a t-shirt from Dorian.
I've been Sally O'Sullivan. I'm doing Complete Idiot's Guide to New Zealand.
I'm Logan Robbins. Unnatural Disasters Got Mating Habits for Common Mammals and the Auger at the Neighborhood Witch. And if you volunteer for the Fringe, you actually do get a t-shirt. Is that true?
True.
Fringe needs volunteers. You can see shows for free. You can get a t-shirt. You can be incredibly helpful to an amazing festival. That's my plug, how to actually get a t-shirt.
Thanks to all those listeners out there. Hopefully, you've taken all of this information in. And you're going to go out there, just go wild, see every single Fringe show you can.
Stay out of the woods.
This is Sully O'Sullivan signing off.
For Sully O'Sullivan, this is Logan Robbins.
All right, gents, are we content?
I think so.
That was beyond my expectations. Thank you both.
We aim to surpass expectations.
Yeah.
It's the performance.